Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off. It's a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Well, my name is Tom, and I own Papa Tom Industries. I'm a local small business that I do plasma cutting. I have a CNC plasma machine.
Okay.
I do a little bit of powder coating and build different things out of metal.
Cool. So, like, what kind of things are you building out of metal, like, when you're using a plasma cutter for?
I do everything from lake lot signs to business signs. Just finished doing a fire pit this morning for a customer. So it's
cool.
pretty wide open for what I can do.
Okay. And how did you get into this?
Well, it started with wanting to build parts for my motorcycle because I couldn't find what I was looking for.
Okay.
So I bought a small plasma table and just playing around, built a couple of signs for some family members. And then all of a sudden people were asking, can you build me this? Can you make me that? Can you do this? And
yeah.
Never did get around to building the motorcycle parts.
That's hilarious. I was going to say, how's the motorcycle coming along? Not well.
No, it's got some powder coating on it, but
yeah.
No custom parts yet.
That's wild. Okay. And how long have you had this piece of equipment for?
I've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay.
Yeah, 2.5.
And what's your background to be aware of this and know how to use the equipment? Or are you just YouTubing it?
A lot of it has come just from past job experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked in different industries and taught myself how to weld, knew about like oxyacetylene torches. And then when it came to the plasma table, it was just a matter of doing some YouTube, looking up what was the best one for me.
Yeah.
And then luckily the companies that I bought from all have good tutorials on YouTube. And so it was just watch a tutorial and then play around with it.
Isn't that amazing? Like that we live in a world now that you're just like, I can buy something that I honestly don't know how to use, but somebody made a video about it for me that'll get me started.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
YouTube University.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So how long have you been in Fort McMurray for?
I've been in town. So I started commuting up here about 15 years ago.
Okay.
And I've been a permanent resident for about 13.
Okay.
So I moved up here.
Where were you commuting back and forth from?
I used to live in central British Columbia in a town called Prince George.
Oh,
that's
interesting.
That's where I grew up, yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, that would have been a hike of a commute for sure.
Yeah. It was a full day. We did get flights, but it was a full day flying back and forth.
Yeah. So 13 years now in Fort McMurray. So why do you like it here so much? Because Prince George is pretty beautiful.
It is, but you know, there's good job opportunities here.
Yeah.
Obviously. And it's a beautiful city. You know, a lot of people that commute don't give it the credit it deserves.
Mm-hmm.
You go anywhere in the town, they've got the flowers out now. They've got walking trails.
Yeah.
They do everything they can to make this a phenomenal place.
Yeah.
Golf courses, you know, I find it just amazing here.
Yeah. No, that's what I tell. I used to be in human resources and I had guys who would come here and live and I'd have guys who'd be in camp, right? And I'd say like the guys who would fly in and out, they'd always be like, oh, Fort McMurray sucks. I don't like it there.
Yeah.
Yada, 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 yada. And I'd go out and I'd chat with them and I'd just like, you don't know Fort McMurray.
Yes.
You know the camp. And I agree with you. If I got to live in this camp like 2 years in a row, yeah, I wouldn't like it either. But like when you come into the community, you're like, oh, wow, there is a bunch of like awesome things to see and do.
Yeah. There's world-class stuff here. You know,
yeah.
Even with Mack Island,
yeah.
We go down there. My wife and I go down there quite a bit. And they have, like, the junior oil giants. And they're, you know, we've got professional or semi-professional athletes, teaching our kids and how to play these different sports, the teamwork that's involved, the camaraderie.
Yeah.
There's just so much that this city offers.
Yeah, and like for the kids, that's used to be my like hook for people when I was getting them to come here. I'm like, you can come here for yourself. The job's great. You're going to make a lot of money. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, and like, that's probably all you're thinking. But if you have children here, the opportunities that your kids have are unbelievable.
It is. Yeah. It is. They can do anything here and have really good support and coaching and teaching here.
Mm-hmm. So what are your kids doing for sports and how old are they?
Well, my kids are having kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my kids are having kids, so they're still a little too young to get into sports.
Yeah.
My kids played volleyball, basketball, boxing, track and field.
You don't look old enough to have kids who are adults, man. That's wild. Good for you, man. You're looking good.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, maybe because you're following your hobby and so like you're chill about it.
I'm enjoying life.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a big thing.
Cool, man. So did your kids decide to stay here or are they moving or like what are they thinking?
No, so my kids all live in BC.
Okay.
They were close to being old enough to live on their own when I came out here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So a lot of them, they all stayed in BC.
Yeah.
I have two in Prince George, and then I have one that lives in Vancouver.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful province.
It is.
Like to go in, like for you visit now.
No yes, doubt. To visit.
Yeah. So let's jump back into this business of yours. Like, how did word of mouth spread that you have this equipment and you could do the work that you do?
A lot of co-workers is where it started.
Okay, so you work at site, I'm assuming.
Yes, I've worked at the different sites.
Yeah.
So it was with co-workers who got something and then they said, hey man, look what I just got. This is the guy that did it. And so I've got many repeat customers who were former co-workers that keep coming back for this and that.
Yeah.
And, you know, hey man, can you try this? Can you do this? And then it went to their friends.
Yeah.
And now I've got their family members coming and saying, hey, I saw what you did for Matthew. Can you do this for me?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, let's, you know, put this together. And a lot of it is I take their ideas and make something that is the image in their mind.
Right.
It's not a cookie cutter. Well, here's this. And that's the only thing I do. It's what are you looking for? And how can I make what's in your mind transfer onto the metal in the colors that you're looking for to make everything look cool?
Cool. How do you change the colors?
So I do powder coating.
Okay.
So everything is bare metal.
Yeah.
And then through a process of powder coating, I can change the colors. So basically, powder coating looks like colored flour.
Okay.
And through an electrostatic charge, you use a gun that looks similar to a paint gun, and you spray the powder onto the metal, and it sticks to the metal through the electric charge.
Oh, neat.
You put that into an oven. Basically, it's just your average household oven.
Yeah.
And the heat causes a chemical reaction that changes it from what looks like a flour into a liquid and then into a solid shell that encompasses the metal.
Wow, cool. So, like, you must have a garage set up for this.
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, does this take up your whole garage or did you build something, like, separate for yourself?
Much to my wife's chagrin, it takes up my entire garage.
No doubt. It sounds like it would. The cars are parked on the driveway now.
Yes. Yeah. And she was gracious enough to let me.
Yeah,
she was gracious enough to park on the driveway and let me have the garage because she saw how much I enjoyed it when I started.
Mm.
So she's given me 110% of support. So.
That's cool, man. Yeah. And so now that you're doing this on a regular basis, how do you find the time to prioritize family life, this new side project, and like work life for yourself?
With work is work.
Yeah.
I take my time after work, like so when I'm working, because we work long days,
mm-hmm.
that's when I do my designing. So you know, my wife works a different schedule than I do.
Yeah.
So I take advantage of the times where she's busy and I'll focus in and I'll just do all my designing.
Yeah.
And then same with on days off, for example, my wife's working today, which allows me to go out in the garage and build.
Yeah.
So once we have an agreement that once she's home,
yeah,
we spend our time together. Nice. So last night when she got home from work, she poked her head in the garage and said, "Hey, I'm home."
Yeah.
10 minutes later, everything was shut down and we were inside, you know, having a bite to eat. And
so
that's how I manage all that, is I just organize my time for what's important in that moment.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm teaching a course at Keanu, I think next week or the week after, about time management. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, like, what do you prioritize? How do you do it? Like, you can get kind of carried away with anything.
Yes.
And if you're not prioritizing, like, what's important, well, next thing you know, you turn around and you're like, "Oh, crap." my wife is mad at me.
Yeah. And it is so easy when you're sitting at home and, you know, we've got a couple of dogs. And they crawl up on the couch with you. It's easy to go down, you know, a Facebook or an Instagram rabbit hole for 2 hours, and then all of a sudden, your time's gone. It's like managing to put that phone down and just getting at it.
Yeah, yeah. So, have you always been somebody who likes to like try new things out like this?
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine this is like your first foyer into like trying to build and do something.
Yeah, it's. A lot of it went back to when I was a kid. I was 7 and 8 years old. Two of my best friends, their dad owned a logging company and he was a welder.
Okay.
So there was a lot of exposure there and I thought it was really cool. I didn't understand it. And then, you know, as you grow up, people kind of go apart. And when I was working at the asphalt plant, I taught myself how to weld there and use different torches and things that, you know, help you take down and build.
Right.
And then I left that, came up here, and then the bug started to bite me again, where it's like, you know what? I need something that I can do for me and not for my boss.
Right.
I need something to just get my mind in a different space so that I can be refreshed when I do it. You know, you build something with your hands, and after when it's built, you can look at it and go, "Man, I just did that."
Yeah.
You know, and that's always been satisfying for me. I used to be in road construction.
Okay.
So you were building parking lots, you were building highways, and at the end of it, there's still highways I drive going, "Man, you know, I helped build this."
That's cool, man. So
that's a big part of it, for sure.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Like, I've never did construction. My hands are soft. So I remember I was in England one time, and one of my wife's uncles, when we were driving, he said the exact same thing. He's like, "Hey, the road we're on right now, and see that building?" And I'm like, "That's really cool that you have these points of, you can be like, yo, this was me on a large scale. Not a lot of people have that."
Yeah.
That's really neat, man. Very cool.
Yeah.
So growing up BC for you, what was that like?
I don't know how it would be. I guess it was good. Lots of outdoors. Lots of lakes around where I live.
Okay.
So there was a lot of time spent outdoors. Prince George used to be a big lumber mill, so I started out in sawmills and pulp mills, and you get a big exposure to industrial businesses where there's so many different things going on. You know, looking back now, all of the different stuff that was applicable there that is here as well, just in a different industry. And I think that's one thing that helped me get to where I am today, is just, you know, watching millwrights and welders and fabricators build things, you know, in so many different areas.
Yeah.
Kind of put that spark in there.
Yeah.
And outdoors, you know, we were always every weekend you were out at a lake, you know, or hiking. You know, we're in the middle of a whole bunch of mountains in Prince George, so you could go out, you could drive a half hour out of town and get lost for 5 or 6 hours just wandering around in the mountains. And so it was pretty good.
It's interesting to hear you talk about industry, because I grew up here in McMurray, and it's the same kind of deal in regards to it's around you have no choice but to see it. And back in the 80s, it was my friend's parents who started a lot of these companies, because like 70s, 80s, Fort Mac, it's not what it is currently, right?
That's right, yeah.
So it's just like a bunch of dudes being like, "I'll buy a truck today." And then the next thing you know, it's like, now you got 50. You're like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but same kind of deal for me. Like, when you're seeing it from a young age, it makes it attainable. And you can be like, "Oh, okay." And I find like a lot of my friends, like when I went off to college and I went to the city, when they grew up there, they don't have the same type of mindset, because it's an imagination for them. They don't know.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And I think that when you get around those type of people, like I've been heavily around trades, even though I wasn't really in one in that sense, is it gives you an idea for yourself to go, I can do this because they can do it. Mm-hmm. You know, one of my sons, he's a Red Seal welder now, and he builds sawmills and pulp mills.
Yeah.
He's builds parts of these sites and stuff like that. So you can do it. When you see it, it gives that in your mind to go, okay, I've seen people do it.
Yeah.
I know I can do it.
Right.
You know, it's attainable.
Yeah, no doubt.
100%.
Now, one of the hardest parts about having like your own business, I find, is that I've spoken with all these small businesses, myself included, is pricing. How did you figure out, or how are you working through figuring out what to charge for what you make? Because it's all unique and it's all one of a kind.
It is, yeah.
So it's not like you can be like, oh, $15 across the board. It's like, nah, like you said, a fire pit to a sign. How do you come up with that?
So I have basically an hourly rate that I charge myself out at.
Okay.
I charge an hourly rate for my design time. I'm getting to the point now where I know if something's going to take me 5 hours to design or 8 hours to design.
Mm-hmm.
So I know how many grinding discs I'm going to use roughly. I know the cutting time. So I bill everything out per hour, per materials.
Yeah.
And once I get my final price together, I compare myself to other people in the industry.
Yeah.
Etsy's a big one. I'll go on Etsy and check my prices and go, okay, I'm in the ballpark here.
Nice.
You know, or I'm a little bit lower, you know, and one thing I want to do is make sure that what I make is affordable for everybody here. I don't want to charge more just because people would have to drive to Edmonton for it.
Right.
I want to look at people in Edmonton and go, okay, they're selling for X amount of dollars. This is what I'm going to sell it for. And check that to see if my costs are going to align with that.
Right.
So that's one big thing that I do is I don't look at anything until I build it.
Yeah.
Or until I price it out, sorry.
Right.
And then I compare what I'm doing with others in the industry to make sure that I'm not going over the top on people.
There we go. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we're out of time. So, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
A big shout out to Courtney here at Corridor. She gave me a shot to come in. Started out with a small wall. Now I've got a big wall here. She's awesome to deal with. She's awesome to work with. And she's helped grow my business exponentially. So that's a big shout out.
Here we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to Naral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the Corridor Shops and Events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.